Welcome to Eligotov's Inspired Flow. So the flow today is the Inspired Healing Flow. The flow of joy, the flow of things that you just don't expect. And that's what happened on Thursday night after this wonderful show, just before the wonderful Shabbat of Disconnect to Reconnect. I had the pure pleasure and joy of, unfortunately, being in the midst of a crash on the light railway in Jerusalem. And this is not like a testimony right now, just a testimony to God's hands and the flow, the way life flows, but not a testimony for court. But bottom line is that the train violently shook, not just once, but twice. And I was holding on to the bars as you should. My phone had died, so I wasn't on the phone, distracted in any way. My wife herself thought to herself, wow, like he's like leaning on me a little bit on the bar, he's fine. And suddenly it shook violently and threw everyone away from wherever they were, sitting down almost onto the floor. People went flying, and I almost was heading towards a lady who was screaming as 100 over kilo men like me was flying towards her. I managed to maneuver on the second violent shake towards the right of her, and I somehow broke my finger in two. And my back was pretty messed up. I got up after this to, like, you know, what is going on? And thank God someone had moved off one of the chairs. So I sat down and my wife gave me some water and I went really pale. And suddenly I passed out for about 5 minutes. And I was in this place of just like happiness and warmth. And I really didn't want to come out of whatever state I was in. And when I woke up, I was just like, where am I? Who am I? What is going on? What am I doing here? And my wife tried to explain, and I was like freaking out, and I needed to just get off the things. Next minute, I know there was like this gorilla looking security guard screaming at everyone to get off the train, and he was standing right in front of me with his gun and trying to talk to me. I don't know what he was trying to say because I didn't even know where I was. So anyway, I freaked out and just needed to get off the thing. By that point, Hatzalah and Mada had come and some other groups. I needed to just get off that train. I got off the train and I was surrounded by these guys and they were talking to me. Me and my wife met a witness who saw everything that happened, saw how crazy it was. And she's already called us already, thank God. And the lady, I was asking like everyone, like, is that lady okay? Because I almost fell towards her and she was screaming. They said, yes, yeah, she was fine. So I went and sat down on the wall. And meanwhile, all the doctor people are trying to talk to me and my arms all messed up and I'm feeling crazy. I've got like wet all over me because the water fell on me and it was so embarrassing. And I was just like crazy like state. And I just said, I just don't want to move my fear. I don't want to disturb everyone else on the train. So I wanted to get off. So I'm sitting on this wall and there's a fight going on between the two organizations who want to take me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Hatzalah. You know, they were here first and I would do stuff with them, like work a little bit. And they also said they were free, so you know, which flow wouldn't take the free one. So you would just need to drink something L'chaim. And then I went to the hospital with the after I excused the other group and went. And I mean, it was a bit distracting, that whole situation. It wasn't so nice, but the flow was, I ended up at the hospital and straight away there were some English-speaking people, like doctors around, and at first I was trying to put the thing on the wrong finger to take my pulse, and Baruch Hashem, they moved it to the right one. And it was just interesting talking to people. I just felt like a lot of mercy towards all the people sitting in the emergency section, because they were in much more serious conditions. Like today there was a crash on the road and the bus just went flying over. And we're talking about 40-something people were injured and two people were died. And, like, you know, there's crazy stuff going on. And the whole emergency section of the same hospital, I said it was filled with people this morning, the doctor's telling me today. But anyway, the reason why I'm giving this whole story is just so you can get the inspired healing flow, that it was hard. And a few people, like, you know, the next day when I was like, you know, I only got back at like 3-4 in the morning and I was like wired and I finally fell asleep at 5-ish and I had people to meet, so I had to speak to them around 6-ish, 7-ish. And some of them couldn't come, but Hashem, they had some good things doing. And a guy came who I'm not even like ever met in my life, who I was meant to meet in a in a store in Yerushalayim to just, you know, catch up on some of the things we've spoken about booking artists, things like that. And he came all the way to my house in a taxi, bought the most delicious cake I think I've ever eaten in my life. And I mean, he shared a little bit with me, but he also gave me a bunch, and my wife offered this chocolate, unbelievable cake. And it was just such perfect timing because I just finished praying by myself because I was a bit messed up in the morning. And he came, and a bunch of people who were family were like making fun of me a little bit, like, you know, what, I got my hand stuck in the door, or, you know, knocking my sense into me, or someone even said on Shabbat, you know, like, you know, you're gonna make Gomo. Gomo is like you make this blessing when a miracle happens. So I was like, you know, I think I'm gonna make a Gomo for all the people who say horrible things. I survive that, you know, comments that are not so nice. I survive those comments. I'm making jokes. You know, I was making a joke back to him, but the point is, the people, thank God, who I least expected, like a guy I don't even met in my life, came to my house and bought cake, and then a bunch of crew from my where I pray, and they brought a whole bunch of herring and beer, and a guy, like, honestly, I don't think I've ever spoken to him other than said hi once or twice. He saw in a group that I was just asking people to pray for me. He asked if I needed anything, and he already arranged for people to bring all the challahs, like all the bread we needed for the Shabbat. And it was just so warming, like people that I hardly knew were like the Hatzalah people. That not only that, this was the biggest surprise, I suddenly got a cake. Like, and we thought it was from an upstairs neighbor, but really they're in the same organization, Hatzalah. Yeah, Yichud Hatzalah. So they gave us the cake to a neighbor, because suddenly they were about to come, and I still had an IV stuck in me. I don't know why that was. It was just so busy, the emergency ward. And I hadn't had it taken out, and I needed it out. I wanted to pray, put the filling on properly on that left arm, and it couldn't go on the right because that's where the injury, you know, the finger was broken severely. And the sad news is I'm probably going to have an operation on Wednesday, and it's going to be pins, you know, a bit of Frankenstein finger style. But the good news is, you know, like, you know, we hopefully will get insured, so it won't be too much. I mean, I am looking for, you know, some extra help right now because I've got to pay for tutors for my kids, specialist evaluation. I've got so much going on, and I'm in a transitionary state. You know, I don't expect people to bail me out, but I'm being pretty clear that, you know, if anyone wants to help, it will just for me take pressure off me while I'm going to not be able to type properly. I have a job interview on Tuesday for an extra thing, and I actually have to be at the hospital that whole day and try to squeeze it in somehow in between the doctors, because it was a phone interview from England. But it's just like difficult, you know, testing time for this to happen. And but the good news is, like, people did some kindness and really, you know, warmed us up. Like, the Hatzalah guy bought this cake and he had to run off. He couldn't even take the IV out. So anyway, so my wife and another friend whose wife is Hatzalah gave us some advice just to pull it out, and it was fine. It bled a little bit, but everything cool. And now, just to end off this long, you know, story, is we went into Shabbat. We had the most beautiful Shabbat, and everyone was very helpful and kind. And at the shul, the rabbi was very happy to see me, and, you know, everyone has been praying and caring, and that's continued today. And the doctor we met seemed very decent, and I even checked with some experts, and he seems like a decent doctor, and he's going to operate. And I just want everyone to pray. And if I'm a little bit less with the podcast, you know, but this is the Inspired Healing Flow, so just remember, prayer does help. The good vibes, it's been proven scientifically. You know, you can listen to certain podcasts like from Oprah and other people, how prayer has a power to heal. The good thoughts, the positive thoughts, the kindness and the good wishes really works. So everyone should just somehow get themselves into a positive state. This is Mishnah Ksadim Am Simcha. We have to get more happy in this time period, and we have to see how, you know, the miracle of Purim turned around all the difficulties. And there were difficulties before the time, and there's an opportunity to turn it all around. Hopefully by the big Purim, which is next month, another like 6 weeks or less from now, I will have a Rafu Shlema completely. The pins will be taken out. I'm going to have to get put in to put the bones together, and I won't have to have any more issues with this anymore. And hopefully we'll sue the train company. I mean, I'm not that kind of guy that likes to sue things, but this is the, you know, standard that the insurance should pay from their company. And, you know, they definitely need to, because it was very dangerous driving from the guy. And, you know, please God, we should just hear good news. You know, I went out to do something positive with my wife, and, you know, ended up in hospital, and it was difficult, but got through it, and people came through who I weren't expecting, and it's beautiful, and that's the power of giving and caring. And you know, and the people that don't, that's part of their, you know, that they contribute, you know, the heartburn or whatever it creates, and that's all part of the good vibes as well. And you know, it's like, I know that I've been blessed till now with everything I need, and even if I can't do as much work as I'd like to right now, it will be good. You know, we're going to be a full day in hospital on Tuesday, Wednesday, got the actual operation, and then need a bit of time to get over it. And you know, today was a large part of the day. I had to go to the police station and file a report, and there's going to be a lawyer's meeting, and there's going to be a follow-up with the doctors. And you know, it takes a lot of time. Also become almost like becomes like a job, these kind of things, you know, like the follow-up. And you know, this is part of the healing flow, and it should be done in an inspired way. And this is a really long one because I know this week's just going to be busy. And anyone who has any questions, you know, like, you know, what's the unity vibe? The unity vibe is really like just realizing that people really, no matter how they respond, you know, some people are a bit more mean. It's maybe it's emotionally, they don't want to hear the pain that someone else is going through because they really do care, and they just don't want to feel that the pain that someone else is going through. Or maybe they're in pain themselves and they don't want, you know, there's always to think positive ways to think about it, and they just don't want to be reminded of the pain, so they just rather you just sort of get better and just don't bother them, kind of thing. But the real truth is we all care deep down, and we all want health and unity, and that's something to look forward to. Just to remind everyone, there will be a time, a messianic time, where everyone will be fully healthy, and there won't be all these kind of painful moments that we're seeing right now. It's like something to look forward to, something to pray towards. There will be a utopia. You know, I studied in a university, all the different utopian societies. Obviously, none of them actually were true. That's why they didn't actually succeed. But imagine there will be an ultimate true utopia. It's something to look forward to, where the craziness that we currently feel right now in the world and around us. You know, I'm not going to get into all the personal things that went on during these last few days of testing. You know, when you least want tests, suddenly there's teachers phoning up about stuff, and you're like, you know, just have some mercy on. And we're in a crisis situation right now. We need to get to the doctor, we need to get to the hospital, we need to get to the police, we need to this, we need to that. Just like, you know, just have a little bit of mercy on our kids and just make it a little bit easier right now, instead of being all strict and telling us they need to come home and this problem, that problem. And but thank God, you know, it worked out, you know. But it's just like, you know, that's the whole thing, that there's a flow, and there's times of challenge and inspired flow. And I heard, unfortunately, someone who I was working with before also got not well, and unfortunately might have to cancel his whole tour that I was going to be on, and not anymore. And unfortunately the whole thing might not even work out. And you just feel for people, you know, you want good things for everybody. Pray for good health, pray for good feelings, and allow the flow of life. You know, there's the time to heal, time to be joyful. The Shlomo Melech said, there's the Solomon, the wisest of wise. And just go through all these different times with a certain uplifting mindset. And on that note, you know, thank God there is a booking tonight for Nissim. He's going to be speaking in front of a bunch of boys in Telstone. I used to work there a long time ago as a midnight rabbi. And I'm happy to see that there's a fulfillment of that with my friend Nissim. He's going to be inspiring the boys tonight. And there's always stuff going on, thank God, you know, that to remind us that there's so much blessing. And, you know, to live in Yerushalayim, to be able to just get around. And even if there was a crazy moment, you know, in the end, you know, I don't think anyone was truly hurt, other than, you know, like, it's not easy to break your finger in two, but, you know, no one was really, like, you know, thank God, fatally hurt. And the people that were today in this crash, and that horrible story that happened on Shabbat, you know, Hashem should comfort those people and their families, you know, and their souls. And we should hear just good news, all of us, you know, just really just be saved from all these terrible things, and be involved with the inspired healing flow. Just put out a good vibe, a good positive healing energy in the world, and we'll see that will come to fruition. All the best. Keep sharing our unity inspired stories.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.